Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
Getting ready to eat some turkey.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to eat way too much. Going to roll around on the ground like a, you know, just a stuffed animal.
So can I tell you a story?
Okay.
Okay. My youngest, who comes to me and says, I want to rent a bouncy castle and have some friends over.
Okay.
Sure. So I called the bouncy castle company. And they said, $50. Great.
Yeah.
$50, I'll take. But it's going to cost you $1,000 for installation and having it all ready. I go, that's kind of crazy. It's $50 to rent the thing, but $1,000 to put it together. He's like, that's inflation. Get it?
Oh, jeez.
Huh? Pretty good, eh?
That's terrible.
Oh, come on. That was good.
That's terrible.
That was a good one.
Just don't give up your day job, man. You're not going to Montreal and the comedy clubs anytime soon. That's brutal. Okay,
I like that one.
I don't know how I topped that level of cheesiness. Okay, we got a pretty cool show today. I don't even know how to segue from that. We're gonna look at the global retirement trends and how we compare in Canada with other retirement readiness surveys. Interesting. We're also going to talk a little bit about, we kind of started a series on estate planning here, right? It's confusing and sometimes complicated. It's never a fun conversation.
Correct.
People delay it all the time, but it's a critical part of the overall retirement plan.
That's right.
So we're going to talk a little bit about trusts and specifically spousal trusts. When should you use them? What are they? When should you use them? And when shouldn't you add that kind of complexity to the situation?
Correct.
All right. This week was interesting. We got some details on the Free Trade Pact. What are we calling it now? The USMCA or something like that?
Yep.
NAFTA 2.0, I call it.
Not even. There's no free trade in that. So you can't even call it NAFTA. So it's the US-Mexico-Canadian Agreement.
Right.
USMCA.
USMCA. So we got some of the details of it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the details are interesting. There's some potential restrictions with Canada doing business, forming a direct agreement.
With
relationship
China.
With China.
Of course.
With China.
With any other foreign entities. But China's where it's direct.
Non-market countries. Which
correct.
Are, which
it doesn't
China
state China specifically,
right.
But it's basically saying you can't really do all that kind of stuff.
Right. Now, Trump administration obviously trying to ring-fence China to put pressure on them. But this presents, in my opinion, this presents a challenge. I mean, we are trying desperately. We now know what the effect is of being beholden to the United States as our basically only export partner. We need to diversify. I think that conversation's been had for a long time. We all agree that it needs to happen, and the second largest economy is now forbidden.
Well, it's forbidden. Okay, here's my view on this one. If you break the rules, what happens?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so they can the president
well,
at that time
withdraw.
They can withdraw out of the agreement
6 months later. That's right.
Okay, so through that time there has to be some sort of a fight. We've had softwood lumber issues for how long, and no one stepped out of the agreement. It's a very harsh stance for any administration to say, you broke the agreement, we're out.
And we apply auto tariffs on you.
Correct.
That's the fear, right?
Yeah, that's the fear, but that's assuming this administration.
Right.
That's assuming that when everything gets put through. Keep in mind, agreements take years to put together and years to implement, and then you can actually see the outpour on it. So I'm not as concerned. I'm not as concerned. You know what I am concerned? This is kind of going to deviate from day to day. I'm really worried about the future generations and jobs. And here's what NAFTA 2.0 or any other free trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what they've encouraged is flow of goods going back and forth, flow of services going back and forth, which opens up competitiveness.
Yep.
When you open up competitiveness, companies who need to keep their bottom line the same or increase it, meaning they have to increase
right.
profits. And I'm talking about private corporations and public corporations.
Sure.
Large employers and small employers will have to adjust to the technology era in the future.
Yeah, you did a piece on this on Facebook.
Yes, I was pushing on that. I'm really concerned because when you look at who's going to take the negative impact to globalization and movement of goods between boundaries or countries, as well as services, is now you're in a global competitive world.
Right.
And so to increase your profit line, you have to start increasing the technology base.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing all the stuff about augmented reality, artificial intelligence, robots, so on and so forth. And I think that's where the wave of the future is going.
Mm-hmm.
And so my concern, I've got two little girls, you got two little girls, they're in a global market. we have to start to think about what is the benefit of education in the future. Where should they be educating themselves? Where should they be promoting themselves, building their own future? I think take it 30 years ago or 50 years ago when a high school diploma was key. Mm-hmm. Take it when we were in university, an undergraduate degree was key.
Mm-hmm.
That's no longer active anymore.
Right.
I think that's obsolete. And especially in certain areas, there's certain parts of or departments in every university that may be irrelevant for future employment.
Right.
It may give you that self-fulfilling viewpoint that you've learned something.
Right.
But there's a lot of areas. So what I worry about is I've heard many of my friends say, we're going to allow our child to go into whatever they feel like going into, and we're not worried about the future. Quote, unquote, not worried about the future. When you're in a competitive world where there's about 1 million graduates coming out of Asia every single year in the four major areas I call STEM, right? Mm-hmm. So there's science, technology, engineering, math. That's the wave of the future. How are you going to compete to that? And if you say we don't have to worry, these types of trade agreements will impact those jobs. And so we have to look at how things have changed from a technology perspective, and I'll bring it real today. Today, we have a lot of these truck drivers. There's a shortage in the U.S. We have truck drivers in Canada, and they're moving along. And their biggest fear right now is autonomous vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come. It may not be next year. It may take 20 years from now, but it will come. And when it does happen, and that truck driver says, now what am I going to do? I'm out of a job. Well, you've had 20 years of warning.
Right.
This is the warning for every single parent, grandparent, child, everybody in the industry. It's changing. The bookstore owner, no one had any empathy for that person who lost their job because Amazon came out.
Right.
It's coming, and it's here, and we in Canada are not as technologically evolved when it comes to our businesses, or we don't put as much money into that type of sector, nor do we train our youth or anybody else. Our government's not focusing on that. Our companies are not focusing on training for when you are displaced out of a job for the next. And that's going to be the biggest issue we're going to see. So although there's opportunity in the short term for trade and so forth, I'm really concerned about the future when it comes to employment. I don't see it increasing. I see it decreasing with the support of technology.
Yeah, well, technology is the great disruptor, as we talk about it in every industry.
Evolution.
All the time.
It's not even technology. It's evolution. Talk to the person who first had a car versus horse. That's technology. We can call that, but that was a disruptor. No, that's evolution. We're going to evolve.
Right.
And so we have to get on top of this. And so from your portfolio perspective, from a retirement perspective, and from a long-term economic viewpoint, we have to evolve. And we have to know that if we're going to allow self-driving vehicles on the car, somebody better start warning these taxi cab drivers and Uber drivers that you're going to be out of a job. Let's get you trained up for the next wave that's coming along,
right?
Whatever that may be.
Right.
And we're not going to do that. Companies don't do that. Government doesn't do that. And we ourselves don't think in that format. We need some group working together for the future.
Here we come, China.
Here we come.
Hey.
Here we come. We need to.
Carmelli for Prime Minister.
No.
Hey.
No.
Hey, who says? Yeah.
Nope.
First person that sends it an email that says Carmelli for Prime Minister, no. I want to give him a free book. Bulletproof your retirement. That's right. You
yeah,
got it. There, first one that
there's
comes
the incentive
in.
Right there. A free book to say yes. But no. Don't do that. No Prime Minister.
No Prime Minister.
No.
Okay. The trade pacts, the competitiveness, and we could talk about national competitiveness, right? We've got a southern partner that's getting very aggressive in terms of their competitiveness. Canada, forgetting about just technology, I'm talking in general now. Not competitive.
Correct.
Right? And we do have some restrictions. We face some potential problems here, at least through this next administration, with respect to international trade partners.
So how do we plan for a retirement in the future with all these disruptors along the way? How do you profit and protect in these types of market? We've been very volatile the last few days. We're going to talk about all that on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats. And we're filling up seats quickly, so please call or register online by calling 866-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Stick around after the break. We'll compare how ready Canadians are for retirement versus the rest of the world. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.